Hello.
Hey Wiki, this is Josh speaking.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing great. Is it a good time to call you right now?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I just pulled in my driveway.
Okay, sounds great. How's your day going so far?
Well, it's been kind of hectic and busy, but I'm here, so.
You have your weekend coming up as well, and you surely can rest on that. And I hope you have a great
Yes.
weekend ahead.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so very much, and I just wanted to get on call with you for further discussion as we planned that you had some further suggestions and we can discuss over a call. So I'm all ears.
Okay. Let's talk about the editorial portion of it.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm turning on my computer.
Sure.
I'm not really sure what it is I'm supposed to do.
Okay, these are in the editorial report. This is basically a report that our team prepares just to give you a brief idea of what changes are required in the book. For example, they figured out your strengths. They shared those strengths with you, that it's intriguing lore with a lot of potential to expand. Certain scenes are depicted with great detail and are very emotive. So those are the strengths that they shared. They just shared the minor weaknesses, explaining you that what the book requires and what is something that they're going to be working on. So the main purpose of sharing this editorial report is to give you a brief idea how we're going to be working on the book, because at times the client may not agree with the weaknesses. For example, the client may say that, hey, Josh, you did mention that the book requires grammar and punctuation. However, this is something that we would not like to do. We would want to go ahead and keep it in a more casual tone, so we wouldn't want to make those changes. So that is just the one purpose for us to share these reports, to give you a brief idea how we're going to be moving forward. And even in these cases, the client can give us suggestions as well, how they would want to have those changes incorporated, or they agree with what we are saying and want us to proceed ahead the same way. So as they shared the recommendations that to improve the content, word building and character development required, developmental editing extensively required. So at times the client may say that, hey, just leave out the developmental editing as you shared. I just want you to clear the punctuation. That's it. Don't rewrite the narrative. Don't work on that. So this is just the main purpose of us sharing these editorial reports. So did you go through the comments of the team?
I did. And that's, you just told me everything I needed to know. I didn't know if these were changes that they were going to be working on or that I had to work on.
No, these
And
are
what
the
you're
changes
telling me
that
basically is that,
they work.
yeah, that they're going to be working on.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. That's really what I wanted to know. And I agree with all the editorial comments. They were very good, and their comments were very well structured and clear and concise, and I really appreciated the feedback.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. I am going to share the same comments and feedback with the team as well, and I'll share these appreciative words. Moreover, Wiki, I just wanted to get on board with you on one thing as well. I shared a book cover with you in the earlier days, and you stated that it was good, just needed some changes. So you can let me know if there's any particular change that you would like to incorporate. I would just want to make sure that it's as perfect as you would like.
The only change that I would have made, and I didn't notice it to begin with, when you shared the revised book cover, what they did was they made the second line the same font as the first line, which is good. But what I actually wanted was Sinclair's, the first line, keep the second line, and Crimson Fire, then the third line.
Okay, sounds great. So if I got it correctly, and just as per my suggestion as well, Sinclair's would be the first line as it is. We're going to have keep in the second line, center a line, and then Crimson Fire in the third line, correct?
Yes, centered and aligned, and that's perfect.
Awesome. And the font style would be the same, right? It's fine?
Yes.
Awesome.
Actually, the cover is very eye-catching, and it gave me an idea about what my sequels could look like.
Oh, sounds great.
This is Crimson Fire, and it's got a lot of red in it. And my second book is about water, so it could have a lot of blue in the
Who's
scales.
In it? Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds good. And it can be in the same manner. It can be in the same manner, like those beachy waves or something like that. Yep. You're right at that.
Yes.
Awesome. Sounds good.
So
I am going to share this. Absolutely. Go ahead.
I shared the cover with some friends, and they just loved it.
Thank you so very much. I will be working with my team today. I will have this feedback shared with them. I will let them know how we need to work on these minor changes on the cover. And as soon as the cover is ready, I'm going to share that with you. Also, I will be giving a go-ahead to my writing team as well to proceed ahead as the development report is approved. And as soon as I get the first draft, I am going to be sharing that with you, and we'll be waiting for your feedback on that. So I will be sharing the next draft with you within like next 4 to 5 business days. And the cover, I will be sharing it within 2 to 3 business days. So probably since these are minor changes, I might have it by before day end today or maximum by Monday, all right?
That sounds great, Josh.
Sounds great. Thank you so very much, Ricky. Would there be anything else that I can help at this time?
No, that's all. And thank you so much. I hope you have a very blessed and wonderful weekend.
You as well. Have a wonderful weekend ahead. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.